How are you today?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. It's always good to have a new guest on the show and someone that has an inspiring life. Dr. DeMartini, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for inviting me to your show.
I know you talk about spirituality, you talk about mind development, career, financial goals, family, social and health. Which one of them would you feel is the biggest problem for a lot of people? Or is it a mixture of all?
Yeah, it's a mixture because in any one day, today, for instance, I've already worked with somebody with a health problem, somebody with a relationship problem, somebody with a business problem already today.
You know the five-second rule?
What's that?
The five-second rule is if you come up with something, do it. Right. Write about it. You're being inspired. Mm. If you wait 5 seconds before you do it, your mind kicks in and your negativity and your doubt and it stops you doing it.
Yeah, the five-second rule.
I think it's changing. I think people are starting to become more self-aware and delving in to the brain and the subconscious mind. Jeb, welcome to Breakthrough Brands. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm awesome. I can't believe that I have you on. I'm so happy and delighted.
It's something I've said on many a show. If starting up your own business was easy, we'd have no employees and everybody be self-employed.
That's a good way. That's a great way of putting it. I like
How do you teach people to use their subconscious mind or train the subconscious mind out of either negative thoughts to a more happy, positive thoughts?
Well, look, there are a lot of different ways. I would say what I usually do is I start with a few very practical, simple, easy to use tools and techniques. And then the discussion becomes a little bit more abstract and deeper.
I wouldn't have asked you on if I didn't think that the information you were going to give us is valuable. What is a profiler?
In my case, my background actually originally is in traditional Chinese medicine, and I work with the ancient Chinese art of Mianxiong, which literally translates as face reading. So I learned how to read the personality traits, behavior styles, communication patterns, stress triggers, stress responses, and even health-related issues revealed in people's facial features, and also observed then micro expressions and body language. So essentially, in my case, I'm observing the non-verbal language, non-verbal communication that people are engaged in.
So you're the sort of person at a party that when you say what you do, no one wants to talk to you.
It's honor I've shown to my daughter because they would struggle in school. Yes, and they make somebody feel better that, you know, there are 7 types of intelligence and everybody is intelligent, but not just necessarily in the way that our academic system measures.
Academic system measures us for the industrial age, where we were all sitting in a room or in a factory and educating them to continue on that. But I'd like to think that we're evolving.
We are now, and actually public speaking skills is part of the new junior cycle.
Thank you for coming on the show. It's been a pleasure. I could honestly listen to you for hours. I know you said to me, please don't ask me to pick a song. But look, it's a tradition here. I enjoyed your conversation and I shall talk to you soon.